Hey there, Kristen Jacobson here. So here's a fun but sad fact for us. Most of the people that love our show are still not subscribed to our channel. Now, here is the deal that I'm going to make with you. If you can find it in your heart to click the subscribe button, I promise you that we're going to get better guests to provide more deeper insights and more practical steps in the online business M&A space. So that's the deal. If you can hit the subscribe button and also put on the notifications, we'd be really, really grateful for that. And we'll make a better show for you moving forward. Now, I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Digital Dealmakers Podcast. My name is Kristen Jacobson, one of the co-hosts. And in today's episode, what I'm going to be covering is why successful business owners decide to actually sell their online business. So if you're just listening to the podcast for the first time and wondering why you should listen to this podcast or why you should even listen to me, in fact, well, that's a very good question. And the answer to that is over the years that I've worked in this industry as an exit advisor and worked with countless of owners that look to sell their online business, and being able to successfully help more than 68 business owners exit their business. In addition to that, I've also personally built and sold my own online business in the financial services space for multiple six figures. So this episode and what I'm going to share with you today is not really based on just theory. It's actually based on going through my own journey of that, and also working with other business owners that look to sell their online business as well. So let's dive into the main reasons or the common reasons why someone who owns a business that is doing really well, the business is growing year on year, it's really great cash flow, things are, you know, probably doing well, but there's something that really is underlying that motivates them to look at a potential sale of their business. On a weekly basis, I probably speak to about 30 to 40 online business owners that are looking at options to potentially exit their business. And there's really four main categories or common threads that I could say that really sort of highlights the thought of exiting their business. So those four main categories are broken down as personal goals that a business owner is looking to achieve, or personal challenges that business owners are looking to, you know, to resolve. Or on the flip side to that, there's some business goals that they have that in order to achieve them, selling the business and capitalizing on what they built, or there might be some business challenges with the particular business, and in order to sort of resolve that or to move on from that challenge, selling the business would make sense. So let's break this down here. So personal goals that would sort of give rise or sort of prompt someone to look at selling their online business. So oftentimes a personal goal that comes to mind with working with clients is they have a particular opportunity to invest in something, or they want to capitalize or get some capital from the business to be able to actually fund a purchase of something. So what do I mean by that? Maybe someone's looking to buy their first home, or they're looking to upgrade the current home that they're in. Or additionally, there might be a transition period for the family. So their kids might be going to college. And as you know, college isn't cheap. So in order to fund that and unlock some capital in the business, they really either got to take out a loan on the business because most of their financial net worth is tied up into the business, which is very difficult to do with the banks. Or alternatively, they decide that, okay, if I sell this business, then I'll get a lump sum capital, and then I can use that capital to be able to actually fund a personal financial goal. Another personal goal that I usually come across is there's a bit of a lifestyle change. So maybe there's a new addition to the family, or as I said before, there's a transition period or some changes that are happening in the family, which really requires a bit more bandwidth in terms of mindset and time to be able to really cherish and really take advantage of that particular moment. So a particular scenario that comes to mind is one of my clients that just had a baby, and they'd been trying to have a baby for a number of years, and it finally happened, right? So for them, they really wanted to take some time out to be able to really cherish that moment and to be able to sort of cultivate that particular situation in their life. So even though they had a business of sort of running on autopilot and it didn't take a lot of operational hours, it was taking a lot of bandwidth mindset-wise to really continue running that business. So they sort of weighed up the options and were like, well, right now I've built a great business. I have the opportunity to bring in a lump sum of cash and take some time out. Another example of this is there was a FBA business owner that had built a business up to a seven-figure valuation. And, you know, they were doing really well. It was rocking and rolling. But it took up a lot of their time and focus, and they actually wanted to spend more time with philanthropic, or like one of their passions that they had in their life, in order to really put more time and focus on those passions that they had. This particular client was a pastor for a church, and he really wanted to build on that and get into that space a bit more. But in order to really do that, he needed to free up his time and energy to be able to focus on that. He decided to sell his business. It was perfect timing. It was at the peak of the market for the FBA, for the FBA space. And since he had sold that business, he's now moved into, you know, doing community outreach work. He's now full-time doing pastor work at the church. That was a passion of his, and it was really important to him. And in order to really pursue that, he wanted to sell the business so that he could just focus on doing that. And for a seven-figure exit and a seven-figure paycheck, that was something that really helped as well. So maybe you're operating a business and you've been doing really well and you've built a business up to a certain point, but moving forward, you know, you really want to change things, or you have some sort of personal goal or pursuit that you're after, or you have an opportunity to invest in something. And in order to do that, you need to really unlock some capital to be able to achieve that. So selling the business, even though it's going to not cut out the cash flow, you have a capital amount to be able to divert those that capital into that investment opportunity. So another example that I have is a client who wanted to invest in properties. There was a lot of opportunities available in that particular market at the time. In order to really do that, he couldn't get funding from the bank against the business. So really, he decided to sell the business so that he could take advantage of the investment opportunity that was available to him. And that's how he made that happen. So let's talk about some personal challenges that really, if selling the business was to occur, then they could really overcome those challenges. One of the things that really comes up often is sort of having a work-life balance, or rebalancing their lifestyle and what they're doing. As a business owner, you know, it's a difficult journey. It's a hard journey. That's why not everyone does it. But at some point, it comes to a situation where, you know, if you continue doing what you're doing, it can lead down to a path of burnout, or even physical or mental health issues. To be able to sort of rebalance that and to be able to bring more, I guess you could say, freedom into their life in a personal sense, selling the business, capitalizing on it and capitalizing on what they've built, and being able to free up the worry of continuing to operate the business and being able to just take some time off. That's often a reason why people would consider actually selling their business. Another really common personal challenge that a lot of business owners face is that ultimately they've put all their time, energy, and focus onto the business and they've built that. But effectively, all of their financial net worth is tied up into one asset. So if that business, for some reason, fails or there's some risk involved in the future for the business, and people that own content sites, they know what I'm talking about. You know, Google updates have been very challenging over the past 12 months or so. And so you've built this business that has a sort of value to it, but moving forward, there's a lot of risk in having all of your eggs in one basket, effectively. That can be very stressful. And in order to diversify your risk or to be able to reduce the risk of net worth in tied to the business, being able to diversify and not having a lot of sleepless nights of what if scenarios, capitalizing and selling the business, getting that capital, and then diversifying into other assets can be very, very, very helpful. As a subsidiary to that kind of challenge, oftentimes there is some sort of risk in terms of you for e-commerce business owners or FBA business owners, in order to scale and grow, you oftentimes need to take on debt. And that debt can be something that can be stressful to some people. So rather than continuing that stress, they prefer to actually sell the business and then pay down the debt and not have that debt if that is stressing them out. Now, some people don't really worry about business debt and they understand that leveraging business debt is a good thing. But for some people, that can be a real issue that keeps someone up at night. So if you're listening to this podcast right now and that sort of resonates with you, some of the common reasons why someone would personally want to sell their business or try and achieve a certain personal goal or try and resolve some sort of personal challenge, I'd love to hear your feedback on that, whether it resonates with you. All you have to do is just sort of comment somewhere, wherever you're watching or listening to this podcast, and let me know if that resonates. So moving on to some business goals that often come about, which really sort of prompts someone to consider actually exiting their business. So some of the business goals, they might have another business opportunity, or they have another business that is actually going to really go gangbusters, right? And that is a great opportunity for them. But at the same time, they have this existing business that is taking up cash flow, is taking up time, does require finances and resources. And so really to be able to actually take advantage of the opportunity that they have with the other business, being able to get rid of the asset and be able to move on to the new business, the new opportunity, that's also a very common reason why someone would look at selling. One other business goal, which could also sort of be a challenge, I guess you could say, is that the goal is you got to a certain point of building the business, but you sort of hit this glass ceiling, right? So you've built a business up to a certain point, but in order to scale further or to grow the business, it requires a lot more capital. It requires a lot more sort of experience and expertise. And really, in order to unlock that growth potential, it requires another set of skills and someone else to be able to actually take that to the next level. So rather than trying to figure it out all themselves and try and take that risk, they would prefer to work with a particular partner or someone who knows, you know, how to grow that business from that point, and they'll be able to actually sell the business to them and actually get a benefit out of it from the acquirer's skill, expertise, and resources. And it's a win-win scenario in that sense. So that's sort of like a business goal and could also be a business challenge. Another scenario that sort of comes to mind is we had an e-commerce business owner that sort of reached a certain point, but really they were capping out on their ability to finance inventory, and they really were at a cap, right? And they were very good at the marketing side of things, but the supply chain management and organizing the inventory and doing that part, that was something that they found really a challenge, which they couldn't really solve because they didn't really have the skill and expertise, right? They came from a marketing background. ROA was fantastic, so the return on advertisement was fantastic, but there was a lot of challenges with the supply chain. So customers were complaining that it was taking a long time, orders were sort of mishandled or not correct. So they had this risk or this challenge that if they continued doing that with enough people complaining about the business and about those order fulfillment issues, that could have really affected the valuation of their business. So rather than trying to figure that out and trying to hire someone and trying to solve that problem, they thought, okay, if we could actually sell this business to someone that is really good at the supply chain side of things, and I continue working on the marketing side of things, then I'm going to get a lot more upside in terms of performance earnout. And I know how to actually build a business to this certain point. So I could take my skill set and be able to invest into or like start another e-commerce business in another category and be able to sort of rinse and repeat that situation. Another business challenge that people could face is there is sort of a small stone in a very big pond, and the competition is coming in and it's getting harder and harder for them. So even though they have a great brand and things have been going well up to a certain point, in order to really make sure that they unlock the capital of what they built over the years, there is a risk that if they don't actually sell the business, then the business in 12 months or 24 months time could be completely wiped out. So rather than taking that risk and having that potential challenge, they decide to find a buyer that is already in the space that could easily take on that business and that brand into their existing ecosystem. And it's a win-win scenario in that case, which sort of leads me into another, I guess you could say, business challenge, but also a personal challenge, in a sense, as to why someone would even consider selling a business. As you know, there's a lot of changes that's occurring in the space at the moment. There's AI, there's a lot of Google algorithm updates that are affecting a lot of really good content sites. There's supply chain issues or potential supply chain issues. And so rather than sort of sitting there and worrying about, okay, my business is worth X, Y, and Z, or it's bringing in X, Y, and Z right now, but there is a potential risk on the horizon that I'm not really willing to take, but a potential acquirer or a business owner that does understand that risk and is willing to take on that risk or has a solution to mitigating that risk, they're willing to buy the business. And so therefore you can overcome that business challenge of if something changes in the future and you wipe out all of your business value, and really reducing the stress of that or the uncertainty of that. So that's sort of another reason why someone would look at actually selling the business. Now, in this particular scenario, obviously business people that are looking to buy online businesses, they're obviously going to do their due diligence. They're going to take a look at the potential risks. That is something that isn't always going to eventuate or be realized. But for someone who can recover a site from a Google algorithm update and they know how to do that, and it is doable. There's definitely an opportunity for them to be able to buy a business that may not be operating or performing at its absolute best, but they can take the advantage or take the opportunity to recover that. And obviously that's going to be not at the prime or the absolute top of the market or for a premium price. But in saying that, it's going to be better than having a business that's worth $500,000 go to zero, and then you have nothing from that. Now, the industry in the space of selling and buying online businesses has changed a lot over the last couple of years. Back in sort of mid-2020 to sort of mid-2021, a lot of the motivation to actually sell the business was because it was the peak of the market, right? So, you know, you could get a really good valuation and offer, usually 100% upfront cash, for a business, and that was the motivation for a lot of people to actually sell their online business to sort of cash in on the wave. Now, where the industry is at the moment, it's definitely not back at the peak of that period of time. So if you're expecting to just cash out or like sell the business for a really high multiple, like it was back in mid-2020 to mid-2021, then that's not really reality today. Now, there are indications that the market is picking up again and buyers are definitely interested, but it's definitely not going to be at the level that was back then. So with that being said, if you are listening to this podcast and this does resonate with you, one thing that I'd sort of recommend that you do is really, if you are looking at options to potentially sell but not really sure, rather than sort of just going, oh, well, I'm going to just sell because I can get a really high multiple or high valuation, really just think about, if I did sell this online business, what would that mean for me? Would that mean that I could solve a certain challenge, or would that mean that I could actually achieve a certain goal? And sort of putting the lens of your decision-making process in that sense based on that. And the reason I say that is, time and time again, not only in this industry, but you know, when I was running a financial services business, there was this sort of essence of, oh, well, I'm just going to sell my assets at the peak of the market, or I'm going to try and time the market perfectly. Now, that's good in theory, but in practicality, even if you were aiming to sell whatever asset that you have at the peak of the market, so what? Right, there is something that you're trying to get out of selling at the peak of the market, which is really going to be related to either solving a challenge or achieving a certain goal. Let's say that you wanted to sell at the peak of the market, and you do sell at the peak of the market, then what happens? You've got a lump sum of cash, and so what happens after that? You've really got to think about not just the, oh, well, I'll sell at the right price and the right offer, but what that will actually mean to you in a sense of personal goals or overcoming some personal challenges. To give you a final example of this, why I actually ended up deciding to sell my online business was I'd built it up to a certain point. I'd been working on it, putting my blood, sweat, and tears into it for, you know, years, but I was not really enjoying doing what I was doing, and I wanted a new challenge, and I wanted to sort of move into a different phase of my life. So there was that reason. But then the other sort of underlying factor of why I decided to sell was I could see that there was a lot of change happening in the industry, and that change wasn't necessarily a good thing. So there was a lot of unnecessary compliance into the industry. There's a lot of regulation coming, which wasn't really going to ultimately serve the clients and help the clients and have good outcomes. And it was also going to really, really squeeze the profitability of the business. So the sort of combination of wanting to move into a different phase of my life and look into a new opportunity and a new challenge, and also take some risk off the table, and capitalize on what I had built over the years and put my hard-earned efforts into. That was the perfect timing for me. So I ended up actually selling that business the week before lockdown happened. And that was a very interesting period of time. I'd sold the business, had a lump sum of cash, and then it was like, all right, well, what's next? So really, if there's one other takeaway or consideration that I would recommend if you are looking or thinking about selling your online business, is like, what, once the business is sold and you've got the money in the bank and the business is passed on to someone else, what are you going to do next? What's the future plan? That can be a very challenging time, especially if you've done and all for the last decade or however much time, that's all you've been doing. And then you're going into a new phase of your life. So that's something that you should definitely think about. Now, as an exit advisor, my job or my role is to work through that process and that decision-making process and navigate that journey. So if any of this or any of the points that I've brought up in this episode resonates with you and you're sort of not quite sure whether you really do want to sell your online business or what that could look like, feel free to send me a DM or comment somewhere. You know where to reach me and I'll be more than happy to help you out with that. Hopefully those points and that detail and some of the recommendations that I made in this podcast is helpful. I'd love to hear your feedback. If that resonates with you or you have any questions about that, definitely comment wherever you're watching this video or listening to the podcast. I'd love to hear from you. That's why myself and Dom do this podcast, because we really want to give back and help people that are in this situation that if they do end up selling their business, could be a life-changing decision for the positive. So that's all for this episode. Really appreciate you tuning in. And I'm going to ask you to subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. And engage with us. Let us know what your thoughts are. Thanks for tuning in. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode.